From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The United States and the European Union have unveiled fresh sanctions against Russia in light of the shooting down of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said that the coordinated action between the US and the EU is designed to cause maximum damage to the Russian economy, and he called the downgraded outlook for Russia's economic growth the best tool we have to encourage President Putin to embrace a diplomatic resolution to the Ukraine crisis.
Today, Russia is once again isolating itself from the international community, setting back decades of genuine progress. And it doesn't have to come to this. It didn't have to come to this. It does not have to be this way. This is a choice that Russia, and President Putin in particular, has made.
The European Union sanctions are the toughest measures Brussels has yet taken against Russia. They target the energy, defense, and technology sectors and restrict the access of Russian state-owned banks to capital markets. From FSN's Brussels Bureau, Jack Parrock reports.
EU sanctions to target the economic sectors of finance, military-sensitive equipment, arms, and oil production equipment have been agreed by European Union diplomats. They will affect the Russian state-owned banks from raising finance on European markets. These sanctions will come into effect on Thursday. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
Meanwhile, Washington wants a high-level dialogue with the Kremlin over claims that Russia breached a 1988 nuclear arms treaty. From FSN's bureau in Moscow, Jake Rashbass reports.
The US did not lay out how Russia violated the treaty, but newspaper The New York Times reported earlier this year that Russia had been testing missiles banned by the treaty. The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was signed towards the end of the Cold War to ban ground-launched cruise missiles with ranges of 500 to 5,500 kilometers. The accusation comes as tension between Russia and the US is at its highest level since the end of the Cold War, as the two countries accuse each other of stoking the ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine.
The Israeli bombardment of Gaza has intensified again after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned of a prolonged conflict ahead. More than 100 Palestinians were reportedly killed on Tuesday, and Gaza's only power plant was ablaze after a series of Israeli airstrikes. Osama Damo of the Save the Children Fund charity is in Gaza City.
Many places have been bombed, have been destroyed, homes as well. The situation and the shelters is unbearable for the people living there as well.
A doctor leading the fight against the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone has himself now died of the disease. Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan is being called a national hero by the country's government. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The British government says it's halving to 3 months the amount of time EU migrants without realistic job prospects can claim government benefits. Prime Minister David Cameron confirmed the tougher stance, saying the magnetic pull of British benefits had to be addressed. From FSN's London Bureau, Dan Whitehead reports.
At the moment, job seekers coming to the UK from the European Union are allowed to claim benefits for 6 months. David Cameron is cutting that down to three if someone fails to prove they have a very clear prospect of gaining employment. The Prime Minister says he wants an immigration system that puts Britain first. With less than a year to go before the general election here in the UK, the Conservatives, led by Mr. Cameron, are clearly wanting to be seen to take a tougher stance on this major issue. However, Labour says Mr. Cameron's announcement masks a record of failure on immigration.
The United Nations Security Council has imposed sanctions against a North Korean shipping company that was caught smuggling Cuban weapons. The ship was stopped near the Panama Canal last July with missiles and warplanes hidden on board. From FSN's bureau at the UN in New York, Nick Harper reports.
When officials searched the Chongchonggang vessel, they discovered two Soviet-era MiG fighter jets, missiles and air defence systems hidden under bags of sugar. The weapons that came from Cuba were heading for North Korea, leading the UN Sanctions Committee to rule that the shipping company had violated regulations that ban the shipment of arms to North Korea. It means the firm, Ocean Maritime Management, is now subject to travel bans and international asset freezes. Pyongyang claimed the weapons were being shipped to North Korea to be repaired and were going to be returned to Cuba.
There is always more from us on Twitter. You can interact with us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.